If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
So then there's the folks over at the Shedd Aquarium. And Steve, is your last name pronounced Abel? How are you?
I am well, and yes, that is how my last name is pronounced. I'm not sure that anyone has ever spelled it correctly on the first shot, but yeah, Abel, pretty easy.
A-I-B-L-E, and you are the Senior Director of Animal Behavior and Training for the Shedd Aquarium. So you guys are famous. You know, we post videos and podcasts on our website, and videos of your penguins are still among the most clicked on things at WGN Radio, for crying out loud.
Well, we like that. That's exactly the way that we want it to be. We want to bring attention to penguins, and we want to bring attention to Chicago and the Shedd Aquarium in general. So, and maybe more importantly, we want to bring a little bit of a light in a time where people are nervous and scared. And if we can bring a little bit of levity to that and at the same time allow people to look nature in the eye as best they can from where they sit, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly done that. Was it your whose idea was it to ask to sort of videotape the penguins taking a field trip through Shedd Aquarium?
Yeah, so this is something that we do frequently for welfare of not only the penguins but for many of the animals here at the Shedd Aquarium. You know, I was walking through the hallway today after speaking to some of the coworkers that are here on site, and I turned the corner and I saw one of our sea lions, Laguna, practicing soccer in the hallway. One of the trainers had taken some goals out and had one of the sea lions out. So as a part of this welfare initiative that we have for all of the animals at the aquarium, we're always looking for things that will teach them to kind of be flexible in the environments they live in. So in this instance, we knew that there weren't going to be public in our space. Very sad. We miss everybody. But one of the penguin caretakers said, why don't we take the penguins on a field trip? And they grabbed Wellington and Edward and Annie and some of the penguins that you have seen on these videos, and they took them into the Amazon exhibit, and they just let them walk around. And while the animals were actually engaging with other animals by looking through the exhibits, one of the animal care experts that cares for the penguins took out her phone and said, you know, I want to share this with my team. I want to share this with some folks who might not be here today. And that's what she did. And then, bam, it exploded. And Wellington has now really gotten his own set of fans. And we love it. And, again, in a situation like this, it's a good thing. But I think what's real important for people to realize is this happens all the time. Because it's good welfare for animals. And, you know, maybe some of the folks at home are learning how to be more flexible in the environments that they live in. But that's how it happened. And it was actually a group of trainers who were here on a Saturday who just took Wellington on a field trip.
You all have put up videos since then, too, right?
We have. The video videotapes of where Wellington goes are extremely popular. And, you know, we've taken some of our sea urchins out as a little parody to Wellington. I don't know if you saw that one. If not, go and look for it. And many aquariums and zoos across the country, you know, with support from the AZA, are really trying to take this this track of showing what animal caretakers do. And, you know, the important thing to realize is we do it all the time. I mean, you know, it's a good way for our guests to really see an animal up close. When you see a child come in and, you know, they're not much bigger than a penguin and they can see it and they can touch it and they can feel it. It makes things that the animals are dealing with out in the wild more real. And we like that. That's really a part of our mission.
The penguins looked curious, too. I don't know if that's us just sort of imbuing them with human characteristics, or are they actually as interested in where they're going as they seem to be?
Well, the ultimate question is they seem to be. We don't get into their heads, but I would agree with you. And we take them out because we find that they're interested. Just the other day, we posted on social media a picture of one of our birds downstairs, and it was just fascinating because he was looking into the whale habitat, and as the whale swam by, one of the whales stopped and looked flat straight right at the penguin, and we got this beautiful image of a penguin looking at a whale, and the whale was glued. So they are curious animals, and that's really a big part of the conditioning program, the training program that we work with, is we want them to be comfortable in their habitats and comfortable outside of their habitats, comfortable in front of people, comfortable when there's no people. We find that that flexibility creates a better and more well-balanced animal.
And then you almost wonder what they're thinking, because in the instance where the whale looks at the penguin, you wonder if he's thinking, oh, wait, we have snacks. And I wonder if when the penguin was looking at the aquarium in the first video that was posted, you see the penguin kind of looking at the aquarium and seeing fish go by. And I had that thought again. I thought, I wonder if the penguin is thinking, hey, you guys have this? You didn't tell us about this.
You didn't tell us.
It's like a vending machine.
Yeah, I can tell you in the case of the whale, penguins are found in the southern hemisphere and beluga whales are found in the northern. So I don't think that beluga whales have seen penguins. And they're very well cared for and very well fed. So these guys know that these exploratory trips are not for food. Their food is given whether they're good, whether they're interacting well with us. They get their food every day. They're very well cared for. So I don't think they're out there hunting. They're out there with us exploring, and they are curious animals, and we like that about them.
I wonder if people are doing their own versions then of the videos that you guys have started.
People here at the aquarium or people in general?
Well, in general, we did a salute to the Shed Aquarium Penguins here at WGN Radio. I put in a sort of penguin outfit, a black suit, and I waddled around virtually empty radio station. I'm in the building, but most people are gone. The lights are down low, kind of a la Shed Aquarium, and I just kind of walked around and looked in windows wistfully, curiously. So that was my salute to you guys. I'll send you the video.
Yeah, let me tell you this. Please do that, because I can tell you the folks who get the most kick out of these penguin videos are the penguin caretakers, right? We love to see that stuff, and we love to see the feedback that people have given us to Wellington and Edward and Annie. So given that you've got a salute and went to the extra effort to do that with us, we would love to share that within our group of animal care experts here, because, you know, realistically, we're also looking for a lot of fun. And I think laughter is really important when we can have fun with our animals and we can have fun with the people who care for them. That's the best way to get through any type of situation. Laughter is a really good medicine.
Steve Abels, the Senior Director of Animal Behavior and Training from the Shed Aquarium. Well, last thing, Steve, any idea when you all are going to be able to open the doors?
Well, we're talking about that internally. I'm not so sure that we have a date just yet, but I tell you, Chicago will know. And I think most importantly, please realize that all of the folks here who are here taking care of the animals are doing great, and they're anxiously waiting for everybody to come back and see them. And we wish everybody, the best. We support the city, and everybody out there, be safe, be smart, and follow these guidelines, because that's what's going to get us through as a community.
One last offer to you, by the way, and that is, because when the public is allowed to go back, you know there's going to be a crush of newfound fans that want to see these penguins. And I tried to interview one of the penguins, but the agent, they all have agents and attorneys now, and there's no way I can get through to them. So if you would just pass along my warning to them that there's going to be big crowds and you guys should do some sort of celebration or acknowledgement of how we've all stayed connected to Shed Aquarium of all places during this crisis because of that videos and because of your celebrity penguins.
Well, we will certainly give you a frontline pass to come and visit them. And if you really want to come see them, please call me. And we invite that to all of the city. You know, come back, come back to all these institutions that support our state, our great city, and that's how we'll get through it.
Subscribe to these things, too. That's a smart way to go. Get season passes. Steve, you stay well, and we'll be in touch. I'm going to put you on hold, and let's get the best email address, and I'm going to have my producer send you the video that we did here at WGN Radio, our salute to the shed.